And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been celebrating in many parts of eastern North Carolina in recent weeks in the aftermath of the cancellation of the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The proposed pipeline, which was owned jointly by energy giants Duke and Dominion, would have bulldozed through 160 miles of eastern North Carolina as it transported fracked natural gas from West Virginia down to Robeson County and perhaps at some point further south. Opponents were gravely concerned that the pipeline would cause grievous environmental damage while furthering the use of fossil fuels and worsening climate change. Unfortunately, just because the project has been canceled doesn't mean it isn't doing terrible damage. As Lisa Sorg of NC Policy Watch reported last week, the pipeline has left scores of physical and legal scars on the eastern part of the state. Not only have farms and forests been devastated, but the property rights of dozens of landowners have been muddied by easements that may never be used. Bottom line, Duke and Dominion should clean up their mess and vow never to embark upon such a project prematurely ever again. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.